This is another one of these bills where we're going in and redistricting local government without a request of the citizens who are living there, without putting it to a referendum, without even the local body seeking this approval. I think frequently we're better off letting local governments come to us if this is the type of radical fundamental change that we're going to make.
After McKissick spoke, he was criticized for speaking about the bill despite not living in Asheville by Senator Jerry Tillman, who also doesn't live in Asheville.
Senator McKissick is a varied individual, and I'm sure he lives in Asheville part of the time. I'm sure he does, Senator Apodaca. We're talking about a districting bill that involves Asheville, and I believe, Senator Apodaca, although you're maybe one or two of that delegation, I believe you keep up pretty well with what goes on inside the city and outside the city, and I trust your judgment.
McKissick shot back.
I'd first like to state that both of my parents grew up in Asheville. My two oldest sisters grew up in Asheville. More importantly, since this bill was presented in the redistricting committee, I've heard from over 250 residents from the city of Asheville, all who oppose it.
Senator Apodaca, for purpose, your eyes.
Speak on the bill.
Senator Apodaca, you have the floor to speak to the bill.
Thank you, Mr. President, members. Senator Van Dyne, Senator McKissick, and myself all have one thing in common. None of us live in the city limits of Asheville. Senator McKissick had family there. I actually represent 14,000 residents of the city of Asheville. So my 14,000 are quite a few more than the 200. And believe me, my office has heard more favorable comments than it's heard negative. So I recommend this to you. It's only fair that if you live in a particular place, you should know who you'd like to vote for, not who someone else wants you to.